To end our show now, some words of wisdom or sabiduría. It's a medical diagnosis none of us wants to ever have to hear. You have cancer. Maria Emilia Martin is Latino USA's founding executive producer. She got that diagnosis. As unwelcome as it is, she says that cancer can have its silver lining.
It was several weeks after I've received the diagnosis of breast cancer. All plans went out the window as I entered that place called Cancerland. I'd been visiting my 99-year-old father when cancer first reared its ugly head. Through my tears and my fears, I said to my father, "You know how they say every cloud has a silver lining, Dad? One gift of this cancer is that I've gotten to spend more time with you." I won't pretend that entering Cancerland was not about the most frightening thing I've ever had to face. At first, it feels as if you're dropping down a black hole. But in the 4 months since the diagnosis, stage four, by the way, Cancerland is no longer so scary. Cancer is in my body, but I'm fighting it. It isn't me. And some of the changes it's brought haven't been entirely negative. I've stayed in the U.S. rather than return to Guatemala. It's as if my body is telling me to go to a place that's more healing, easier to live in than Guatemala, with its high rate of crime, drugs, and corruption so many are trying to flee. Another blessing of the cancer has been a huge outpouring of love and support. Perhaps the greatest gift I've discovered is learning my life has meant something to a not small number of people. As a single woman living out of the country, I've sometimes felt socially disconnected. But since my diagnosis, I've felt so much support and generosity from friends and family, and even from people I don't even know very well or at all, especially from women who've survived cancer and whose advice and support have been like a warm blanket on a cold and lonely evening. Above all, I've received tremendous support from my radio community, though it's been more than 10 years since I left Latino USA to work and train journalists in Latin America. Before this happened, I would say to myself that I never wanted to fall into that category of people who are remembered and recognized for their contributions only after they die. But I've received some of that recognition now. Every phone call, get well card, even monetary contribution has sent me a message that I'm not alone on this cancer journey. And I, like millions of Latinas and other women with this disease, have decided that with advances in modern medicine, better nutrition, spiritual practice, and support from family and friends, we are not dying of cancer, but living with it. Maybe even living a little bit better. There's nothing like looking death in the face to appreciate every single day and to say, gracias a la vida.
Y muchísimas gracias por tu sabiduría, María Emilia Martin. We are so thankful for all you have done, and we are thinking of you and sending you love and light. María Emilia Martin is the founding executive producer of Latino USA.